Let's get over here to Michael. What's on your mind, sir?
Yeah, doctor. I wish President Trump would knock a few heads together in that FDA.
That's another swamp that needs draining, sir.
You mentioned something about berberine and something that Chinese had found that you put in berberine?
Oh, no, I was saying Chinese researchers had found that berberine, which is a plant material that found all over the world, actually, but they did the research. Berberine helps to control blood sugar just as well as the most popular, formerly patented medication called metformin, and it controls the cholesterol and blood lipids better than the metformin. So why anybody is using metformin anymore is beyond me. But berberine will do that job. Plus, the other cool thing about berberine is it's been found to activate certain mechanisms in the body that lead to greater longevity. How do you like that? And metformin never thought of that.
Okay, that's what I was thinking, the longevity. Now, what part does that play?
Well, there's a system in the body called AMPK system, and anything that activates that promotes longevity, and berberine is one of several things that activates that. You go ahead.
Pardon me?
You go ahead, please.
I wanted to ask you about using catheters in the prostate. Is it typical to draw blood?
Not usually, sir. And if that keeps up, you best check with your urologist.
Well, I was wondering, sometimes I'll draw a thimbleful, or it might be red, it might be pink. And last several weeks, I've been drawing more than a thimbleful. But it doesn't seem to, weaken me as far as taking too much blood out of the body. It's just...
Yeah, it's just not usual for that to happen with catheters, sir. There may be a little polyp in there that the catheter is getting stuck into. Maybe something else. Please do check with your urologist.
Could it be then biofilms, that kind of thing?
A biofilm is a bacterial film, and that does not usually bleed, no.
Oh, it doesn't? Oh, I Mm-mm. see. Mm-mm. Okay.
It sure as heck makes it hard to treat those bacteria, but it doesn't usually bleed.
Okay. And just taking straight cranberry juice, does that help any, or does it need to be with that sugar?
Nope, cranberry juice does help some. It's what you're, I think, thinking about is the E. coli bacteria that can make an infection, and cranberry juice does inhibit that somewhat. The D-mannose does a better job, but they're both on the same track.
Okay. Now, does E. coli, is that something that comes from your own body? Does that come from human waste?
Sir. That's why it's called E. coli. Coli just stands for colon. Yeah, huh? Sorry.
Okay. So somehow I've gotten into that situation. Well, that's nice. But then does one ever rid himself of it?
Not really. It's a normal inhabitant of the bowel, and it just needs to stay there. That's all.
And it does.
Someplace else.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome, sir.